The dime dropped yesterday evening outside of Baltimore. The American Dime Museum liquidated its collection at an auction. The Maryland Museum was a throwback to an earlier age of entertainment when displays of oddities like Amazon mummies and vampire ducks held audiences spellbound. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
What would any self-respecting dime museum be without a giant ball of string?
Lot number one on the giant ball of string, and I do have 100, 125. And one would go 125, but it'd go 25.
Around 200 bidders with a sense of the bizarre had a chance to load up on shrunken heads, giant nickels, and other artifacts from the era of sideshows and quack doctors.
I wanted to get that medical torso. She's like this beautiful doll-like porcelain woman with this blonde hair, and then you look below and she's got these organs just spilling out of her. And they thought she'd go to $50 to $75, but she went for $750.
Robin Bliss was among the amateur collectors outbid by dealers in a frenzy over, among other things, a miniature state house made entirely of matchsticks. Kelly Kinzel got it for $325.
I would have paid four times that much.
So do you collect things made out of matchsticks?
No, I'm going to try to sell it.
Kinzel says his antique shop should make a healthy profit. Museum volunteer Peter Echo says it was impossible to figure out how high to start the bids.
There isn't a catalog of vampire ducks or Peruvian Amazon saying, oh, I'm only going to pay $50 because the catalog says it.
It's the great Peruvian Amazon mummy. Anybody get $2,000 to start it?
That genuine fake mummy was prized by Richard Horn, who co-founded the American Dime Museum. He says it was made in the early 20th century by a factory that supplied mummies to sideshows.
And they were all peculiar. They made two-headed mummies, Chinese giants, Peruvian Amazons. At that time, real mummies, mummified humans, were very easy to obtain. They were almost like souvenirs. So if you were a dime museum, you wanted a really exciting mummy.
Who doesn't? Horn himself created many of the other exhibits, following in a tradition dating back to the Cabinets of Wonder of the 19th century. Peter Echo says those were displayed in the homes of the wealthy before entrepreneurs turned them into mass entertainment.
And it was for the public, and now it's going back into wealthy people's homes. That's, I think, the horrible part about it.
The American Dime Museum ran out of money. Richard Horn admits he wasn't good at fundraising. Laura Heim was at the auction. She's sorry to see the museum go.
Really, really, really sorry to see go.
Heim wanted a piece of the museum, and she got one. A pleather jacket fringed with human hair.
I got 40 from the young lady. Don't worry. We're not done yet. All right? It'll look good on you.
What are you going to do with a jacket trimmed with human hair?
I'm not sure, but I'm a coveter. I covet.
Heim does plan to wear the jacket. She said it's a good conversation piece. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.